Preventing Damage to Panels and People on the Job Site, authored by Linda Schmid. Everyone who builds or roofs with metal panels knows they are not indestructible. They can get scratched, flattened, or distorted. If the panels show up at the job site like that, it is the manufacturer's problem, but if it happens after delivery, that is something different. Even if you are not held responsible, it can slow down the job, lead to unhappy customers, and hurt your profit margin. It is definitely in your best interest to ensure that everyone on the job site works together to prevent damage to the materials. The usual damage scratching of the panels is a common occurrence, often caused by one panel being dragged against another as a panel is lifted. It is important to ensure that you lift the panel up before moving it sidewise. A special trim crate can help keep the trim separate from other materials which could scratch them during moving. Kinks are another common problem, likely because long lengths of panel or trim can be unwieldy to transfer from one place to another. If carrying a panel by hand, hold it vertically so the edge is toward the sky. Adding extra hands can help avoid damage. When carrying panels, the ratio should be one person per 12 feet. If the wind is strong during installation, it can pick up a panel like a kite, which can kink the panel, and since the edges are sharp, it can pose a threat to the installer. Burning through the panel's paint is another concern. Two things that can cause this are cutting panels or trim with a circular saw or pre-drilling stacks of panels. Both of these practices can cause hot sparks and pieces of metal that can harm the panel's protective coating. It can also be dangerous for anyone in the area, including the person with the saw. Snips or shears should be used instead. Dents and bends, as well as damage to the panel's coating, can occur if a skid loader or telehandler is used to unload the panels. Going slowly and carefully can usually resolve this, avoiding bumps to the panels. Scratching, damage to the panel coatings, dents, and edge deformation can all result from improper handling. If panels are carelessly carried, stacked unevenly, or left in the middle of an active work site, any of this damage is possible. If panels are left out in the open, moisture and prolonged UV exposure can damage panels also, beginning the process of breaking down the coating. If there is nowhere appropriate to store the panels on the job site to keep them out of the elements, then it is advisable to try to schedule the panels to arrive at the job site close to the time that installation should begin. Much damage can be avoided if the metal panels arrive in shrink wrap and the protective wrap is left intact up to the moment they are going to be used. Bad habits. Sometimes people get into the habit of doing something they know they shouldn't because it is easier, and some of these habits lead to damage. Train yourself, employees, and coworkers to avoid these habits. Walking on stacks of panels. Stacks do have high tensile strength, but damage can still occur. Using a dull drill bit, which can scratch the metal. Also check that you are using the correct drill bit for the hole size and material. Attempting to move panels without appropriate support for the panels. For example, one crew tried to move wall panels without safety straps and large sections buckled and warped before installation was even begun. Storing materials on abrasive materials. Leaving unprotected panels on the job site for months before even beginning the job. At minimum, they should be protected by a tarp with the panels stacked at an angle so the water runs off rather than pooling and damaging the paint. Ensure that panels enjoy sufficient airflow. Rushing through the material handling so that edge guards and proper stacking angles are forgotten. Forgetting that different materials need to be handled differently. For example, bare steel is more sensitive to time exposed to the environment than a coated panel. Coated and galvanized panels require careful handling to avoid damage to the protective coating. Softer materials like copper and aluminum require more support when handling than steel would. Plus, these softer materials may also develop deviations if not gripped correctly. Aluminum is also highly prone to scratching. Failing to plan the installation workflow to minimize the amount of movement and handling the panels must endure. Worker damages. When workers are in a hurry to start getting the panels on the roof, that is often when safety procedures are left at the curb and accidents happen. Hurried workers will forget to put on their protective gloves before moving panels, and they can end up with deep cuts requiring stitches and time off of work. Personal protective equipment is important. Cut-resistant gloves, long sleeves, safety glasses, and leather shoes, or better yet, steel-toed boots are advised to avoid personal damage around the panels. Goggles are especially important to protect the eyes when a worker is using shears or fastening equipment, as small pieces of metal can go flying. Other equipment that can help in some cases are arm guards, hard hats, panel lifting tools, and suction grips for lifting. Site-specific equipment available for enhanced safety include edge protection devices, material carts, and padded slings. An organized worksite with clearly defined areas for storage and handling can make a big difference in safety for both people and materials. Regular training refreshers can help keep safety top of mind. When workers do not take safety seriously, not only can people get seriously hurt, material replacement can be necessary. The job may be held up, it can drive costs up, and it can hurt team morale. This is why a culture of proper material handling and safety protocols is so important. It's really a matter of efficiency for all your resources. On the roof. It is common to overdrive screws with an impact driver, causing dimples in the metal, which can look like oil canning or even fracturing the panels. It can be helpful in this situation to use a screw gun or drill with speed control. If the screws are not drilled to the proper depth, they can show through the panels for an uneven look. This can also happen with house wrap that is improperly installed or with uneven framing. A slipping drill will scratch the panel surface. There are a couple of ways to remedy this. First, ensure that you are not working with a worn drill bit and the chuck is tightened appropriately. Also check to see that the bit is centered in the chuck. During the installation process, small scratches can occur because another panel or tool scrapes a panel. Then the installer uses paint to cover up the scratch. It is best to avoid aerosol, and pen paint can be used to specifically target the area where the scratch is. If the substrate is galvanized, these small scratches should not hurt the panel, as the zinc self-heals the scratch. To avoid overhandling and stress on the panels, a Skytrak with a metal basket can run the panels along the eaves, also making access easier for the roofers. Sometimes the installer does everything right, yet another tradesman comes through inadvertently, damaging a panel or panels. This is why multiple inspections are necessary. In conclusion, the majority of damage on the job site can be avoided by developing and abiding by some material handling procedures, including appropriate PPE, slowing down during the material handling phase, because the time you may save can be more than wiped out by an error or injury, and having a neat, organized job site with a planned workflow.